again there, folks. I hope you're all enjoying the Christmas holidays. Thought I'd just do a quick video on a little bit of internet drama that's gone on with Laura, the lovely Laura from Defend Europe, has had a video that she made put into limited state full lockdown thing on YouTube. And what's interesting is that it's the video is like purely positive. There's no other groups in it. It's just about European traditions. It's ballet dancers and castles and Aryan girls and wheat fields and art and everything like that. And the European the YouTube censors have stamped down on it. And she sent me this picture, this ridiculous notification, where it's literally got a picture of European beauty, and then underneath it says viewer discretion is advised. The following content has been identified by the YouTube community as inappropriate or offensive to some audiences. So European art and culture is now hate. It's a thumbnail of hate. And like I say, there was no other groups in the video at all, but it's a purely positive depiction of European people and culture. And what's interesting about it is that usually when we get into these things, it's a negation. So if people are talking about, let's say, Muslim grooming gangs or black crime statistics or these kinds of things, Muslim extremism, then it is a sort of negation of the present order, and the masters, the sorcerers behind the scenes are quite happy for the left, the cultural Marxists and the social justice types to deal with that, and all the minority groups. So they're quite happy to watch all that play out, and it is just purely negative, and it makes everybody sick and tired. But in this case, and that, so within that, there will be a lot of censorship, but there's not as much as what you might think. But what's interesting here is that we've got something which is purely positive. No minority groups were harmed in the making of that video. And yeah, that has to get censored as well. And it's as if we've got this sort of pincer attack, where on one flank we've got all the minority groups and the social justice warriors and fighting this, as people call it, the culture war. And then on the other we've got this somebody else. But by the way, they're not that bothered. I think I could be going out on a limb here, but I think your average sort of middle class white uni grad wouldn't actually be that bothered about a video of European history and art and architecture. They'd see it as a bit corny and a bit mawkish, but they probably wouldn't get their knickers in a twist about it. But one of the signs that their bosses are at work, a sign of the hidden hand, is when a positive depiction of European identity and history is censored, as opposed to a negative, a negation, whether it's the crime stats and demographics and things. The two of them add up as a pincer movement. But so then if Laura makes a video which is really benign, it catches the eye of the sorcerers behind the scenes, if you like, who we can't even talk about, obviously. And that, I think that's interesting. Because who in this scenario is the antagonist? Is it the person who presents a beautiful and positive vision of culture to the world without insulting or referencing even any other people? Or is it the people who want it shut down? And furthermore, if they view European people and culture as something evil, because that's what we're being told here, then what is it they think of as a positive? What is it that they actually want? Well, that's to be found over on the other flank. The one that has Europeans bogged down in trench warfare with other groups, which their lackeys on the Marxian left are fighting for them. But their vision for the world is anti-tradition, anti-art, anti-beauty, and against the sublime. And so it stands to reason that they're much more acutely aware of the dangers of the transcendent and the cathartic, the positive, than some social justice dope on the other flank screaming on about white privilege. It's one thing to sit back and enjoy the show of all these people at each other's throats, but it's something else entirely when you notice that the lake, the eddy of the lake, is rising to the surface once again. That's when the alarm bells start to ring, because people who are miserable and worn out make for good enemies. People who are energized through positive depictions of themselves, they're not so much fun to deal with. And it's interesting to me in that this little bit of drama here, that certain parties understand the power of a positive depiction, even if a lot of our people don't. That's where the danger is. And that's why it has to be shut down faster than somebody screaming on about how horrible Muslims are. Because they know what happens when that force is unleashed, and they're scared of it. They should be scared of it as well. Okay, folks, enjoy the rest of your Christmas. See you later.